环境常常是我们生活上的挑战。
Oftentimes our environment is our battleground.
那环境啊，也常常成为我们信仰生活，对我们信仰生活也常常是一个挑战。
And our environment and the people around us are also a battle for us.
哦，所以什么是属灵的征战
？And so, what is the spiritual battle?
啊，就是在各种的环境里头啊，信仰能够仍然站立得住。
It is to be able to keep our faith in all sorts of environments.
属灵的征战啊，就是能够胜过我们所面对的环境。
The spiritual battle is so that is that when we are able to surpass our environment.
好，我们请看创世纪十三章。
Look at Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 11.
于是罗德选择约旦河的前平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Verse 11. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set outward out toward the east. The two men parted company.
这里提到罗德跟亚伯拉罕他们分开。
Here it records that Lot and Abram went away from each other.
12.
Verse 12.
亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
Verse 12. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom.
这里讲到罗德他最后住到这个索多玛去。
We see here that Lot ended up living in the city of Sodom.
啊，有人说索多玛城啊，就是一个被撒旦所占据的一个城市。
People say that Sodom is a city that has been overtaken by Satan.
啊，因为索多玛城里头充满着对神的不信。
Because Sodom was filled with people who did not believe in the Lord.
啊，这个索多玛城里头，他们的生活啊，充满着强暴跟淫乱。
The people in Sodom were in chaos.
在这样的环境当中啊，这是罗德跟他一家人信仰失败的一个很啊一个主要的原因。
And so, because of this, this was the reason for the failure of the faith of Lot and his family.
好，我们请再看《撒母耳记上》第二章。
So we have 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
Verse 12. Eli's sons were wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord.
啊，撒母耳跟这两个不认识神的恶人生活在一起。
Samuel lived with these two people who were wicked.
啊，但是撒母耳他是圣经里头一个魔幻的人物，他是一个很成功的一个古圣徒。
But Samuel was a good example for us in the Bible.
环境不一定是我们能够来啊，我们能够来做选择的。
Sometimes we cannot choose the environment that we're in.
哦，所以。环境不好不等于说我们就会失败。
So just because of an environment is bad doesn't mean that we will fail.
所以主要的问题是我们如何来控制管制我们的环境。
The problem is whether or not we be able to control the environment around us.
问题是在于当我们处在不好的环境，我们如何来面对，如何来处置。
So when we are in a bad environment, how do we face this environment? How do we take care of ourselves?
如何来 handle 啊
？How do we handle this environment?
那所以我们就来谈谈这两件事情。
And so we're going to discuss these two points.
第一个，我们如何来控制管制我们的环境
？First, how do we control and handle our environment.
我们不能够期待只是期在那边等待着更好的环境啊，等待着环境改变成更好。
We can't simply stand there and hope that our environment will be better.
我们也不能够漠视不管我们所处的环境。
And of course, we can't just neglect the environment we're in.
环境越是不好，我们越是要想办法，应当做些什么事情。
And so the worse the environment, we ought to think about what we should be doing.
在很多的事情上面，我们真的也是能够来管制一下我们的环境。
And oftentimes, we are able to handle our environment.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
保罗说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。”
13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
这个所有的事情当然包括着这个人所面对的环境。
And that everything includes the kind of environment that people have to face.
所以我们一个基督徒啊，我们应该是能够去控制、去管制我们的环境。
And so as a Christian, we should be able to handle and control our environment.
那什么是我们的环境？
And what is our environment?
就是我们周围所有的一切。
And that is all that is around us.
我们每天常常所接触的人。
The people that we face every day.
甚至是我们无意当中突然间遇到的人。
And even people who we just happen to bump into.
我们每一天所面对的事情。
And then all the things that we have to face every day.
突然临到我们生活的事情。
It suddenly drops into the things of our daily life.
我们每一天都要接触的东西。
Everything that we need to face every day.
或者突然间无意当中我们所接触到的东西。
Or it could be things that we just suddenly encounter.
这所有的这一切都是我们的环境。
All of those above things are our environment.
那环境它不断的在影响着我们。
And our environment continuously affects us.
这个环境可以把我们影响我们很深。
The environment can affect us deeply.
但是我们也能够不受环境的控制。
But of course, we can also not be affected and controlled by our environment.
这个环境到底会影响人有多深呢？
And so how deep can the environment actually affect us?
请看尼希米记13章。
Look at Nehemiah chapter 13.
尼希米记13章23节。
Nehemiah chapter
13章23节。
Chapter 13 verse 23.
23节
Verse 23
那些日子我也见犹大人娶了雅实图雅门摩押的女子为妻。
Verse 23 Moreover, in those days I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab.
24节 他们的儿女说话一半是雅实图的话，不会说犹大的话，所说的是照着各族的方言。
24 Half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod or the language of one of the other peoples, and did not know how to speak the language of Judah.
这里提到有一些犹太人的后代啊，他们每一天所接触的人当中，就是他们的父母亲、他们的父亲、他们的母亲。
And we see here that some of these Jewish descendants, they encounter the people that they're with every day are their parents and their children, etc.
所以他们的父母亲就是他们。 的环境之一。
And so the parents are part of their environment.
那这里说啊，这些犹太人的后裔啊，他们不会讲犹太人的话。
We see here that the descendants of these Jews do not know how to speak their language.
这个不会讲犹太人的话，这里头 包括我们仔细去想的这个啊，它的含义是很广泛、很深的。
And we see that that the meaning of this is quite deep.
啊，那所以环境会影响人，甚至影响得很深。
And so we can see that the environment can affect people and can affect people deeply.
啊，同时呢，人也可以不受环境来控制。
But at the same time, we can also not be controlled by our environment.
请看创世纪三十九章。
Look at Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章第九节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 9.
第九节，约瑟说：“在这家里没有比我大的，并且没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？”
Verse 9, no one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
在这里，约瑟他能够不受环境来控制他。
We can see here that Joseph was able to not be controlled by his environment.
那所以我们靠着主的怜悯，靠着主的帮助，我们能够改变我们自己的环境。
And so with the mercy of God and his guidance, we can not be affected by our environment.
好，我们可以改变一些事情。
We can change certain things.
我们也可以改变一下我们常常所面对的人。
And we can also change the people that we see every day.
好，如果这些事情跟人是会造成我们负面的影响，我们必须要做一下调整。
And so if these events and these people are affecting us, we need to make adjustments.
那这个要改变我们的环境，首先要调整我们的心态。
And so in order to change our environment, the first thing we need to do is change our heart, our mentality.
调整我们的态度。
Change our attitude.
我们的心跟我们的态度先调整了，然后我们就能够更能够来控制我们的环境。
And so, the only way we can first begin to change our environment is to change our hearts and our attitudes.
我们请看但以理书第一章。
Look at Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书第一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8。
第八节，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
但以理跟他三个朋友被带入巴比伦帝国的王宫里头。
Daniel and his three friends were brought into the palace of Babylon.
啊，这是皇帝一个特别的恩典。
This is a special blessing of the king.
那王皇帝啊，也将皇帝每天所吃的喝的来赐给他们。
And so the king provided food and drink for them.
但是但以理他们有一个原则，他们不愿意受这些食物来玷污他们自己。
But Daniel and his friends would not allow this food to affect them.
这是他们想要把握住的原则。
This was a principle that they had to hold on to.
但是在整个环境里头，他们每一天所要接触到的食物就是这些会玷污他们的食物。
But all the food that they encounter is the food that can affect them every day.
那他们为什么会遭遇到这样的困难？
And so why is it that they are encountering this difficulty?
因为他们现在落入敌人的手中。
Because they are in the hands of their enemies.
所以眼前的这些人，这些巴比伦人，都是他们的敌人。
And so all the people they see in front of them are the Babylonians, and they are their enemies.
但是在这里，但以理他们改变、调整一下他们的心境、他们的态度。
But here they changed their attitude and their heart.
现在最重要的是如何来保守自己，不污秽自己。
And so the most important for them is how to protect and.Not to defile themselves.
所以对这些巴比伦人，但以理他们用很好的态度 来跟他们相处。
And so Daniel and his friends used a good attitude toward the Babylonians.
啊，我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
神使丹尼里在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
Verse 9. Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel.
哦，这个太监长啊，这个是巴比伦王宫里头的皇帝所亲所信任的官员。
Now this official was a person that was trusted by the king.
哦，但是这个因为丹尼里他们有好的态度，哦，所以这个太监长啊，他也怜悯丹尼里他们这几个人。
And because Daniel and them had a good attitude, this official had sympathy on them.
啊，所以呢，渐渐的他们就能够来控制他们的环境。
And so because of that, they were gradually able to control their environment.
啊，他们跟太监长来商量。
They discussed their issues with the official.
啊，那他们也能够站在这个太监长的立场来看整个事情。
And they were able to put themselves in the official's shoes to evaluate the situation.
啊，所以靠着神给他们的智慧，他们提出了一个两方面都觉得很安心的一个建议。
And so through the wisdom given to them by God, they were able to come to a mutual agreement.
啊，所以丹尼里跟三个朋友请求这个太监长让他们试试看。
And so Daniel and his friends were able to convince the official to allow them to try this out.
啊，让他也有一个空间啊，有一个空间可以啊，可以来处理事情。
It allowed them some room to be able to take care of these things.
啊，那丹尼里他们也能够有一个空间求神来帮助他们。
And so Daniel also had this space in this room to allow God to help them.
啊，结果他们就控制了那个环境。
So in the end, they controlled Daniel and his friends controlled their environment.
好，我们请再看创世纪三十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章第四节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 4.
第四节，约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩。啊，第一句话。
Verse 4. Joseph found favor in his eyes.
啊，这个约瑟是被卖来当奴隶的。
Joseph was sold to be a slave.
啊，在这样的一个环境里头，他必须要去适应环境，而且他要控制环境。
And so, in this environment, he needed to adapt an environment and also to control it.
啊，所以约瑟他一定是调整了自己的心，调整了自己的态度。
And so Joseph must have been able to control his attitude. To adjust his attitude and his heart.
哦，他不是自愿来当奴隶的。
He didn't volunteer to go there.
哦，所以他心中应该是很不舒服的。
So of course his heart must be feeling very uneasy.
哦，一个人如果不喜欢他的工作，那个工作大概通常不会做得好。
A person will not do a good job if they don't like their job.
哦，没有人是喜欢当奴隶的。
Nobody wants to, or nobody likes to be a slave or a servant.
哦，那约瑟调整自己的心态。
And so Joseph adjusted his heart.
哦，他调整对主人、对工作的态度。
He adjusted how his attitude was toward his master.
这个约瑟自己做了这些事情，神也就帮助他。
And so because Joseph did these things, God helped him.
这里说约瑟在主人的眼前蒙恩。
It says here that Joseph found favor in his eyes.
约瑟就能够管制了他的环境。
Joseph was able to control his environment.
我们再看三十九章二十一节。
Let's take a look at verse 21.
但主与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在失意的眼前蒙恩。
Verse 21, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor.
啊，约瑟又落入另外一个环境里头。
And so now Joseph entered another environment.
啊，他也一样调整自己的心，调整自己的态度。
And so the same as before, he adjusted his heart and his attitude.
啊，他也是很无辜的被下在监牢里。
He was wrongfully placed in this prison.
啊，但是他心境调整了。
But he adjusted his heart.
哦，他仍然很努力的、很尽本分的来做他应该做的事情。
He put all his effort into doing to do what he had to do.
哦，所以他在这个失意的眼前也蒙恩。
And so in this prison warden's eyes, he found favor.
哦，所以他也管制了，能够管制他的环境。
So again, he was able to control his environment.
啊。那我们如何来经营、营造我们的环境
？And so, how do we manage our or handle our environment?
啊，我们要立志啊，去改变我们应该改变的事情。
We need to make a determination and a goal to change what we need to change.
啊，我们有物质的环境。
We have this physical environment.
啊，我们有周遭的人的环境。
We have an environment of people.
哦，如果我们发现有什么事、有什么东西，啊，它已经在我们信仰生活里头造成影响、造成困扰。
If we find and discover that this some event or something is causing trouble in our lives,
哦，我们要立志去改变它。
We need to make a determination to change it.
哦，对我们周遭的人也是这样子。
The same with the people around us.
哦，我们发现说。某些人已经对我们的信仰造成负面的影响。
We may discover that some people are having a negative effect on our faith.
哦，那我们是可以考虑一下，甚至立志，我们跟这样的人要暂时的要疏远。
We need to make a determination to consider staying away from these people.
啊，这个。常常是，其实是我们可以做到的。
And a lot of times, this is something we can accomplish.
啊，那有一些是我们做不到，我们没有办法去改变的。
There's sometimes some things that we just cannot change.
哦，那我们也要立志，不让这一个负面的环境来主导、来控制我们。
We still need to make a determination to not allow this environment to control us.
请看《历代志下》二十九章。
Let's take a look at 2 Chronicles chapter 9.
历代志下29章。
2 Chronicles chapter 29.
29章第一节。
Verse 1.
西西家登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王29年，他的母亲名叫亚比亚，是撒加利亚的女儿。
Verse 1. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years.And his mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah.
这里说西西家王他当王的时候是25岁。
We see here that Hezekiah became king at age 25.
哦，所以他已经是一个成年人。
And so he was a mature adult.
啊，所以他已经经历了啊，在王宫里头的一些生活。
And so he experienced what it was like to be in the palace.
第二节。
Verse 2.
西西家行神眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。
He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done.
那事实上，西西家王的信仰环境啊，并不是那么的好。
The environment for Hezekiah's faith wasn't all that good.
哦，他是王的儿子，所以他应该很清楚的知道那国王。做什么事情，国王是怎样的人
？He was the king's son, so he should have been able to see what were all the deeds of the king.
他是国王的儿子，他应该也受到国王很大的影响。
And being the son of the king, he should have been greatly affected by the king.
啊，其实他的信仰环境，从父亲来的信仰环境。其实是很糟糕的。
But actually, the faith, the environment for his faith from his parents was not good.
啊，从他的父亲。
From his father, it was not good.
我们看二十八章的二十二节。
Look at chapter 28, verse 22.
二十二节，这亚哈斯王在极难的时候，耶和华得罪主。
In his time of trouble, King Ahaz became even more unfaithful to the Lord.
这个亚哈斯就是西西家王的父亲。
King Ahaz is the father of King Hezekiah.
在信仰的层面呢、啊，这是一个很失败的王。
On the faith level, this king was unsuccessful.
27节。
Verse 27.
亚哈斯与他列祖同睡，葬在耶路撒冷城里，没有送入以色列诸王的坟墓中。他儿子西西家接续他作王。
Verse 27, Ahaz rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of Jerusalem, but he was not placed in the tombs of the kings of Israel, and Hezekiah his son succeeded him as king.
这里说到亚哈斯王死了，甚至没有放入这个列王的坟墓中。
We see that Ahaz died, but yet he was not placed in the tomb of kings.
这个西西家是到25岁才当王。
Hezekiah became king at the age of 25.
所以他有很长的时间呢，是在在他父亲的这个环境里头。
So he spent a great deal of time in the company of his father.
但是这样的一个不好的信仰环境，并没有来主导、来控制了西西家的信仰。
Yet this such a poor environment for his faith didn't affect Hezekiah's own faith.
所以相信他是立志不让这个环境来主导他、来控制他。
So Hezekiah must have.Made a determination to not be affected by his environment.
那我们应该努力的来经营我们的环境。
And so we must put our effort into handling our environment.
我们应该努力的来营造我们对有这种很正面、很积极的这种态度。
We must make an effort to have a very positive attitude.
我们要努力的去经营我们跟周遭的人的关系。
We must make an effort to handle the people in our environment.
那在这个哥林多后书里头，给我们给我们很好的原则。
Second Corinthians here gives us a good example.
哥林多后书六章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10.
第六章第十节。
Verse 10.
似乎忧愁却是常常快乐，似乎贫穷却叫许多人富足，似乎一无所有却是样样都有。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10. Sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor.Yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything.
保罗他当一个传道人，那他所面对的这个物质的这一个环境啊，其实常常是非常的不好。
Paul, being a preacher, is constantly in environments that aren't so good.
物质上常常是缺乏的。
Physically, he was constantly lacking.
物质既然缺乏所以呢，在人来看，他是甚至是一无所有的。
And so, a person who's lacking in the physical world, he is a person with nothing.
那缺乏常常会带来让人会有忧虑，会有忧愁。
And so, having nothing brings about depression and sadness.
那缺少。忧虑总是让人的态度变得非常的消极负面。
And so because of having nothing and having this depression, it can create negative attitudes in people.
当一个人因为负面的环境，心态也负面，那就是被这个环境来控制了他。
And so with a negative attitude, they will be controlled by their environment.
但是我们看到保罗他这里呢。这个他的心态啊，却是非常的正面，非常的积极。
But we see here that Paul's attitude is always positive.
应该是忧愁的，但是他常常有喜乐，有快乐。
He should be depressed and sad, but constantly he's joyful.
在人来看，他是缺少的，但是他却在不同的层面里头，常常来帮助别人。
To the world, he is lacking everything, but he is always constantly helping others.
他能够帮助人的，是常常 可能人用金钱是买不到的。
And the help, the kind of help that he was able to give, is often not able to be provided with money. 啊，
信仰这个层面的领受，通常它不是用钱可以去买的。
Anything that is received, that is given, with faith is, that are things that cannot, be bought with money.
哦，信仰在信仰这个层面的领受啊，常常是这个啊，能够存得更长久的。
And anything received, through faith, can be kept much longer.
哦，所以保罗他不觉得他是缺乏的。
And so Paul felt like he was not lacking.
真正的缺乏就不能够去帮助别人。
Because if he was truly lacking, he can't help anyone.
但是他却能够帮助别人。
Yet he's able to help others.
不但帮助别人，是叫人富足。
But not just to help others, but to be able to help them become rich.
让人在信仰的层面对神的认识上能够富足。
He was able to help them become rich in their faith and be rich toward God.
既然能够让别人富足，那么自己也是富足的。
And so if he's able to make many rich, he himself is rich.
所以他的态度是，我是样样都有。
And so that's why his attitude is that he possesses everything.
那他跟人的，既然能够带给人富足，他跟人的关系也是非常好的。
So if he's able to make many rich, then of course, he is good with everyone.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23.
二十三节，凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Verse 23, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
保罗他的一种积极的态度就是，凡是所做的事情，总是要能够造就自己，造就别人。
And so Paul's constant attitude is that everything that he does, must be able to edify and benefit others.
信仰的这个层面呢，他总是不会受到这个限瑕疵的。
For him, faith can never. He can never be. His faith will never be brought down.
所以保罗说，我身上是可以被锁链锁着。
And so Paul says that I can be locked up.
但是福音它不会被绑住。
But the gospel of Christ will never be locked away.
所以信仰的这个层面，无论如何，一定能够带给人造就。
And so faith will always edify others.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others.
保罗他无论如何，他总是想要带给人益处。
And Paul constantly tries to bring good to others.
所以保罗他的人际关系应该一直都是很好的。
And so Paul's relationship with other people must be very good.
所以以弗所那边的人听到保罗说，我们以后可能没有办法见面了，他们抱着保罗痛哭。
And when Paul told the members of Ephesus that he may not see them ever again, they held Paul and they cried aloud.
虽然保罗没有很好的环境，但是他把自己的某一个层面的环境却是经营得非常的好。
And so, even though Paul was never always in a good environment, he was able to handle his environment properly.
那我们也来谈一下，我们如何来处置那些不好的环境。
And so, let's discuss how we should handle bad environments.
我们要超越甚至来掌控那个不好的环境。
We need to be able to surpass this.These bad environments.
那我们首先要厘清一些事实。
First, we need to be clear on some facts.
第一个啊，这个不好的环境啊，不需要是说成是我们来造成的。
First, the environment. We can't say that this environment was something we created.
在大家受苦的当中，一定会去想说，为什么会有这个苦？
Whenever we are suffering, we may ask ourselves, why are we suffering?
通常这里头就会有人呢，被很多人指着说，就是因为你。
And a lot of people might point fingers, saying, "Well, because it's you."
那事实上，通常我们不一定是造成这个苦、这个乱象的原因。
But you know, oftentimes it's not because we created this situation.
我们请看出埃及记十七章。
Look at Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第三节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 3.
第三节，百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？”
Verse 3, but the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?
人本来就是很容易改变的。
People change very easily.
当人因为环境心态改变了，什么恶毒的话，什么不好的话，很可能都会出口。
And so, because the environment changed, because their mentality changed, anything can happen to us people.
这以色列人没有水喝，真的是很苦。
Now, it is true, it is a suffering to not have water to drink.
现在他们说，为什么会大家都在受苦呢？就是因为摩西。
And so they grumbled, and asked why they were suffering, and they said it's because of Moses.
如果摩西就这样来承担说，都是因为我。
And if Moses always took on the blame, saying, yes, it's me, always.
那这个团体啊，他就会更糟糕了。
Then this group of people will turn worse.
那摩西他必须要知道，造成这种苦的不是我。
Moses needed to know that these sufferings that come about are not because of him.
这样他才能够去超越，去掌控这整个环境。
In that way, he can surpass and control his environment.
那我们也不需要被这个环境啊来扭曲或丑化了我们。
We don't also need to blame our environment.
被这个环境啊来把我们说成我们是不好。
We don't need to say that this environment has caused us to be bad this way.
请看约翰福音第一章。
Look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章四十六节。
John chapter 1, verse 46.
四十六节，拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Verse 46, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked.
为什么说环境很重要？
And so why is environment so important?
很多的时候，当一个人知道你是从哪里来的，就已经给你贴上一个负面的标签。
When people find out where you're from, they automatically put a label on you.
在这里，这个拿但业说，这个拿撒勒还能够出什么好的东西？
Here, Nathanael says, can anything good come from Nazareth?
有时候我们就会被这样的一个这样的一个事情来打倒。
Sometimes we are defeated by things like this.
我们会告诉自己说，别人说我这样子，是的，我就是这样子。
When people tell us that it is this way, then we believe that it's this way.
那再来我们不需要去复制这个不好的遭遇或者上一代的那一种软弱跟过失。
We don't need to blame that our
reproduct.
We don't have to re
再制造。
We don't need to reproduce the fact that our the people that came before us had caused this.
像西西家王，他的父亲在信仰是失败的，他就不需要在信仰上也是失败。
Just because Hezekiah's previous generation, his father was a failure, doesn't mean that he has to be a failure too.
那我们也留意一下神的一些特别的旨意跟作为。
And so we can also see what are some of the doings of Christ.
在不好的环境里头，有很多的时候，神会有特别的作为在那当中。
When in a bad environment, God may work in it.
比如说保罗，他曾经被囚禁在这个监牢里头，很相当长的一段时间。
We know that Paul would be thrown into prison, and sometimes for a long time.
那渐渐的，他就其实他这个是为了到罗马去去传福音。
It was all because he wanted to get into Rome to preach.
那当时他所遭遇到的环境是有四十个人立志不杀掉扫罗，他们不吃不喝。
There were at the time 40 people who determined to not eat to keep him alive.
如果一个人处在那种环境里头，你说这是多么糟糕的一个环境。
You can imagine how bad this kind of environment is.
我又不是什么大坏人，竟然有四十个人立志要杀我。
He's not some crazy criminal, yet there are 40 people determined to kill him.
但是在这里头是有神特别的旨意在里头的。
But there is in here the will of God.
所以再来，在这个不好的环境里头，我们努力来做一些可以做而且有益处的事情。
And so, also in this environment, in this bad environment, we should make a determination and an effort to do some good things.
我们坚持主的教训，坚持我们要成为基督徒应该有的样式。
For example, to uphold the teachings of God, things that a Christian ought to do.
那继续的做我们例行的祷告，过着祷告的生活。
Continue with our prayer life.
这个通常是没有人可以阻挡我们的。
Usually, this is something that people can't stop us from doing.
那不要有太多的这种抱怨跟这个论断。
Also avoid a lot of complaining.
用一个感谢的心来祈求，来等候。
Always request with the heart of thanks and patiently wait.
求神给我们一个安静的心，我们来看神的作为。
We ask God to give us a quiet heart so we can observe the doings of God.
我们可以去询问一些属灵的长辈或者是灵性比我们好的人。
We can always consult those who are wiser and those who have better faith than us.
那我们也不需要是生活在这个负面的问题或者环境的阴影里头。
We don't need to live in this negative environment.
总之，环境有时候是我们没有办法选择，我们必须接受的。
And sometimes an environment is something we can't choose. We just have to accept it.
比如说我们出生在哪一个家庭里头，或者说在哪一个地方。
For example, the family that we're born into, or where we end up in the beginning.
但是我们一定能够成为我们想要成为的人。
But we just need to become the person that we have determined to be.
尤其我们要成为一个基督徒，这个是一定可以做到的。
Especially, to become a Christian is something that we can accomplish.
还有通常我们是能够改变我们自己的。
And a lot of times we are able to change ourselves.
不好的环境有时候就好像旷野。
A bad environment often is like a wilderness.
以色列人曾经在埃及里头，但是他们却是天天的享有神的恩典，享有神迹。
Even though the Israelites were in the land of Egypt, they always experienced the grace and the miracles from God.
我们的环境就是我们属灵的战场。
Our environment is the battleground, is our spiritual battleground.
主耶稣拣选我们，要我们做一个得胜的基督徒。
God had chosen us to be a victorious Christian.
所以我们能够管制我们的环境。
that way we can control and handle our environment.
啊, 我们能够胜过我们的环境。
We can be victorious over our environment.
我们一起唱诗476首。
Let's sing hymn 476.